Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So we got a great topic today, and here it is. It's not about working harder. So Kelly, what do you think? Just an overview, what do you think about that?
It's not about working harder. I can speak from personal experience where I know this to be true. So I'm very excited to dive into this topic today because my old mentality, yes, you have to work hard. You
know, right.
My old grind it out, you know, kind of mentality and everything I found, you know, that I was actually working against way, way, way harder than I needed to. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic today.
Well, you know, how this came up, this is funny, a little personal story. So I think I've told you this before, you know, on Thursday nights, Ginger and I go and do our own thing. Like she does her thing, I do my thing. And oftentimes doing my own thing comes down to I'll take the Wall Street Journal and I'll go to a really nice restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants, and order what I want and read the Wall Street Journal. And I've been doing this for, I don't know, 15 years. And so this past Thursday, I did a little slumming, and instead of going to a really nice restaurant, I went to Whataburger. Do you know what Whataburgers are?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
They're pretty damn good.
Yep.
Anyway, it's my favorite hamburger place. So I jump in my Lamborghini and drive to Whataburger, and I pull through and order, and then I get up to pay for it. And the high school kid goes, "Wow, that is a beautiful car." And I'm like, "Thank you. I feel very blessed to have it." Then the manager sticks his head out and goes, "Wow, so how does a person get a car like that?" And I go, "Hard work." Just reactively, hard work. So I get my food and I start to drive off, and I'm like, you know, I have given this guy exactly the wrong advice, because I worked harder than all my friends up to the age of 50. And this car and this wonderful life I'm blessed with did not come from hard work. It came from working smarter, obviously. But, you know, that experience was so enlightening that my natural reaction was to say hard work, when that's exactly the opposite of what it was. And I like what you said, that, you know, hard work is forgiven. So, you know, I knowing your life like I know it, talk about the difference between working hard, working smart, and when did that happen, and just a little more context from your end.
Yeah, I think that when you and I met nearly 10 years ago, I think it's 8 years ago or so when we met, it was grinding it out. You know, it was long days. It was keeping everything, like being the go-to person in the business, a huge bottleneck that I'd created through. So it was just it was working hard. And it was like, all I knew to grow the business was that if I wanted to do that, I just needed to work harder. So there was this whole mentality I had around that from my generation and everything. That's like, if you want something, you have to work hard for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I learned really about leverage. Like, I knew about leverage as it related to money, but I haven't ever thought of it in terms of like how it related to my time, the actions that I was taking, being more intentional about, what I'm doing in my business to move the levers to, so that I'm focused on the right things in my business to move the levers instead of everything. What are the right things? So it wasn't until like really understanding, leverage, the science of success, and like how to use your brain to focus on the right things and do the right things consistently, that the whole idea of working smarter, came into play, where it was like, oh, this one thing that I do has all of these impacts. And what if this one thing, I enhanced it by doing this? Oh my gosh, that opens up these other doors, And so I don't know whether I'm really answering your question very well or not, but for me,
no, I think so.
It was transitioning from that kind of like grind it out, just either put more hours in, or if things aren't going as I'd wanted, it was just work harder, Well, at the expense of everything in my life,
right.
So like my having the exceptional life wasn't happening because I was focused in doing everything. My world revolved around my businesses and work, So it wasn't until I understood that concept of leverage, both from a science standpoint and your brain and how to leverage my brain for my success. But then also too, once I learned that, then my brain started to make all the connections for like, okay, well, wait a minute. If I'm taking this one interaction with somebody that's related to business, where like going into that call shouldn't just be about that one thing. It's like, what if you opened up the aperture on the lens a little bit and understood like, okay, well, how can, if this person isn't, somebody that can help with this, what else, how can I help them? And how else then can, I utilize this in a positive way to help with the success of the business, Right. So anyway, very long answer, but that's for me, really, that was kind of that tipping point for me and being able to kind of continue to grow and excel and move past my, kind of self-imposed limitations is when I understood that next kind of realm about leverage and working smarter.
Right. Well, you were so much like the female version of myself, working really hard and that gets you to a certain point, but it doesn't really take you to where you want to go. And yeah, I'm starting to teach my methodology to MBAs as opposed to undergraduates, as I've mentioned before. And I think one of the things I am super proud of is, and I'm going to say this to the MBA's first day of the class, which is coming up here in a couple of months, I'm going to talk about how when I was 50, it hit me that I had to start netting $1 million a year. I mean, as materialistic as that sounds, for me to have the exceptional life, that's what it took. And the statistics are that about 0.5 to 1/3 of 1% are able to do that. And, I watched teaching you this and seeing your income, personal income, to go over $1 million a year. And I was so friggin' proud of that, as you should be proud of that. And I know I was proud of it when that happened to me. And boy, when I look back on all that today, I'm like, it is so not about working harder. And you'll find this interesting. So I've been working with Claude a lot. I'm creating as I mentioned before we went on the air, I'm creating this new website called Advanced Leadership of Self. And so I'm using Claude and ChatGPT to do it. And Claude came up with two very interesting things. One thing, and this is completely Claude, it says, working harder is like stepping on the accelerator when the parking brake is on, if you're not leading yourself deliberately and intentionally with a system. Wow, that is powerful. So working harder is like, let me say it again, working harder is like stepping on the accelerator with the parking brake on if you're not leading yourself deliberately and intelligently with a system. I'm like, that is so friggin' profound. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, 100%. And I like I love analogies and anything that can help my brain, build a connection that's simple, like dumb it down, where my brain can wrap around the idea of the concept. And that does it beautifully with imagining stepping on an accelerator with your parking brake on.
Right.
That's what it feels like. It's like, so no, I love that. Claude's so smart.
I tell you, I see so many people are switching from ChatGPT, which I loved, to Claude. It's just better. Now, that could change in the future. But
yeah.
And here's something else that blew me away with Claude. This shows you the sophistication of it. So I was talking about writing this new website. So I write it, and there were probably 7 or 8 things that after I got it all written, I'm like, oh, I forgot to put that in. I forgot to put this in. Like as an example, I forgot to put in the bubble up effect. Well, that was super important because that gives you a practical example of how this methodology works. And so all I had to do was say, okay, here's the concept that I've got to put in. Here's my explanation of it. Would you figure out where to put it in? And with the press of a button, it would put it in. And it would probably improve my own words. And so one of the things after that Whataburger experience, the next day I go, okay, so what success I've been blessed with came from working smarter, not harder. And so I say to Claude, put that in the website wherever you think appropriate. And it comes back and it goes, are you sure you want to put that in? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. And it says, well, here's the problem. If you put it in just like that, it sounds like it's a marketing promotion.
Yeah.
And this is an academic website, essentially. And it says, it's way better to say it's not about working hard and say nothing else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, because if you say it's not about working harder, then automatically people's mind goes, it's working smarter. But by not saying it, it doesn't, you get the same message across without it sounding like marketing.
Yep.
I'm like, wow. Talking about the nuances and the sophistication of these AI models. It's just phenomenal.
Yep. No, it's fascinating. And I think, the point that we're trying to make right now about working smarter, you just shared an example of that by utilizing tools, that are helping your ideas and concepts come to life, that come to life quicker, come to life, again, that's just another example of working smarter,
right.
You do this in the fraction of the time and you don't have that level of expertise, So as far as designing a website and the psychology behind how the audience is going to respond to different language
right.
Being able to do that through a tool like this, it's smart. It's working smarter.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And, I love this saying that I got turned on to a few months ago, that you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And I see how critically important it is to have a system for leading yourself. I mean, you got to have a system. And the reality is, I know very few people that have a system for leading themselves. like we said 100 times, they're just winging life. And the other thing I saw that was interesting with Claude was, I would say that, and it would say winging life in a way more sophisticated way than I was saying it, but which was interesting. The other thing that was interesting in this process, I guess this really started a few months ago. I asked ChatGPT, now that I think about it, to do a research project on the field of leadership of self in higher education today, in colleges and universities around the world. So it does it, and it's very thorough, and it says, here's the amazing thing. Well, two sort of amazing things. One is that the field of advanced leadership itself does not exist today because people refer to it in a variety of different ways, like self-mastery, self-awareness, all sorts of things. And it says, whoever grabs that moniker and defines it better than anybody will own the space. Well, I can do that. I've already done it. And so, but the other thing that was interesting, it says, after looking at like 48 top universities, including Harvard and Stanford and MIT, and it says they're all missing the thing that you're getting, that the majority of your daily actions are unconscious. And the significance of that is your daily actions determine your success in each area of your life. And it says, how can you develop a leadership of self model that's effective if you ignore that? And it says, academia is ignoring it. That's why you can own the space. And so I'm like, I spent a little time saying, well, you know, that's great to hear, but I'm like, why is that? That, I mean, it made me think, am I missing something? If I'm the only one that's getting this and everybody else is missing it, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I'm missing something and everybody else is getting it. And it says, no, that's not the case. And it says, don't worry about why they're not getting it. You've got it, and you're the only one that's promoting this, and you're connecting the dots, and you're the only one that actually has created a way of doing life. It's the how of leadership of self. And so don't spend much time worrying about it. Just go share it with the world. And so, but I thought that was so interesting.
So interesting. And, you know, again, it just speaks to the opportunity, you know, because I know how important making an impact is to you. And right. And so the fact that this has been completely overlooked, because everybody's talking about habits and
right.
But like they are missing a foundational and fundamental part of habit building, you know, and establishing new habits. So anyway, it's interesting. I'm very excited about this from on the academic side of things and the direction that Thinkabit is going. I love it.
Right. Well, and you know, the thing I realize, and you and I have talked about this before, when it was just you and me, and we're two people that found something that was amazing, it works, and we start sharing it with the world, there is so much clutter out yep. there that you can't overcome the clutter. And again, you know, as we learned, this is for the 2%, not the 98%. So that's another factor. But I finally, you know, this thing to be it has been a 13-year journey, and it finally hit me probably 3 or 4 years ago, you can't overcome the clutter. Just cannot do it. In the success and human achievement field, can't do it. And because by God, we try.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see now is when you come at it from a different perspective, when you're coming out at this from the perspective of academia at one of the top business schools in the country and one of the top research universities in the world, and you're promoting advanced leadership self, which is sort of way different from a perception standpoint than Think It Be It.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people hear Think It Be It and they don't, it's sort of catchy, but they don't know what the heck that is.
Yep.
Well, when you say to advanced leadership itself, and you're saying it from the platform of a world-renowned institution, now people pay attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I haven't proved this yet, but I'm pretty damn sure this is true, and I intend to prove it. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And tonight, I'm going to host like five MBAs because I want to get my head into where MBAs are. Think back when you were like 28 years old. You know, I see that it's sort of that perfect time because they've been out in the real world and they are now pivoting. So, and they have the maturity. I mean, that age is ripe for something like this, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got enough experience behind you and then enough out in front of you and enough experience behind you where, because I think sometimes too, when we're dealing with people that are further along in their life and careers, they may have been, you know, that subconscious, it can be sometimes even more a challenge for people, you know, in their life without having a system like this, because maybe they've been kicked in the teeth by life a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Leaded toward the idea of something like this being able to work for them because maybe they read a book, read 20 books on personal development, you know, and nothing ever sticks. And like I said, I've got kind of this, you know, jaded way of thinking about it. So like you're the spot that you're in right now with the 26, 28 year olds is like the sweet spot, you know, in terms of where they're at and they're like, what they've got behind them and what they've got in front of them. So
right. That's
exciting.
You know, everybody wants to be more successful. And I know you've learned this as I have. It's not chasing success. It's attracting success by taking yourself and literally recreating yourself, you know, defining here's exactly the person I want to be, exactly what I want to accomplish, and precisely how I'm going to achieve my clearly defined goals. You know, but nobody's done that before, really, you know, but in this methodology, you do it. And then once you do that hard work of defining all that, then you just feed it to yourself every day. You feed that succinct articulation of your desired life, and that influences those unconscious daily actions, and they start happening automatically without thinking. You know, I look at all of this and think, wow, it is so simple, so friggin' simple. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting journey, I think.
I'm excited to see what the future holds, and I'm very excited about this program and to see how, you know, to see some of the case studies that come out of it too. This is going to be really exciting.
Right. As we leave you today, so again, the name of this episode is It's Not About Working Harder. As you put your head on the pillow tonight, just think about that. It's not about working harder. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.